Hello, everyone. Welcome back to On the Air with Brett and Claire.
I'm Brett.
And I'm Claire. And we are back.
Yeah, it's been way too long.
It has been a long time. I actually feel excited to be doing this today because I feel like we have a lot to talk about.
Yeah, we actually have built up some stuff we can discuss, which is nice.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like, oh no, we got to get the podcast out. And so we have to come up with like a random episode that y'all probably don't even care about. Which maybe y'all don't care about this one. It's just going to be like a life update, all that's been going on, and yeah, things of that nature.
Yeah, let's get into it.
All right. Well, yeah, there is no life update little segment this week because obviously this whole episode, like I just said, is going to be a life update. But yeah, where should we start?
What have you been up to the last, how long has it been?
Since we've recorded an episode, it's been about a month now.
Yeah, so what have you been doing?
I've been doing school. I finished my first two college classes.
Very nice.
Yep, holding for applause.
Yeah, no, we're very proud of Claire. She knocked it out. She got amazing grades, and she's ready for the next one. It starts very soon.
Yeah, my next two classes start on Monday, because, like I've said before, the school is on a weird schedule. It's not like semesters. So yeah, those will be the next thing to tackle. But
and just watching you do it too, it stressed me out because like there was a lot more to those two classes than I expected.
It's a lot because it's on a shortened time frame. Like you only have 8 weeks, and so you do a lot in those 8 weeks. Like it's jam-packed for sure.
Yeah, it was intense, but you did it, and now you don't have to think about those classes really anymore if you don't want to.
Yeah, I mean, I liked them okay. So yeah, I feel good about it. Feels good to be working towards something again. So I'm excited.
Yeah, I'm excited for you too.
Yep, and you have a big life update also.
New job?
Yep.
Yep, I quit my old job that you guys, the last time you listened, if you did, I would have been there, but I quit that. It just was not going well, and it was not fitting into our needs. And so I have a new job that I start soon, and it's
also
very
on Monday.
Yeah, it's very, very different than what I'm used to because I've just been doing new home sales for so long now. And so, yeah, I'm branching out, and I'm going to see what else is out there, and I'm excited. And it'll be a way different schedule. It's weekdays, which I'm not used to anymore.
I'm excited about
that. Yeah, I kind of am glad. And also, it'll be very early in the morning, and I get off earlier in the day than I'm used to also. So that'll be nice. I kind of hope we have more of our time together.
Yeah, I think it'll be hard for you to get used to at first, but I'm selfishly excited because I won't be up when you're leaving for work. Yeah. And then when you get home, I mean, I'll obviously be up at like 3 p.m., but there's just more of the day left, and I think it'll help me feel a little less trapped because, like, I can use the car after you're home from work.
Yeah, each day, and then we'll have the weekend together because both of our schedules will kind of line up that way better.
Yeah, which literally our whole marriage, pretty much. Yeah, our whole marriage, you've never had weekends off. Like, when we were dating, you didn't even really have weekends off because you were working two jobs at that time.
I had...
for most of the...
Sundays off or Saturdays?
Sundays.
Yeah, Sundays.
So...
yeah, that's kind of crazy. I never really thought about that. But, I mean, I've been off for big chunks of time, it feels like.
I mean,
like.
Yeah, that's true. But still, like, when you are working, I don't know. Everything obviously happens on the weekends, pretty much. So, it's a con because, like, when you do have days off in the middle of the week, it's nice for...
appointments.
Yeah, going to doctor's appointments or just, like, I don't know, updating your driver's license or whatever. Like, you can do all that stuff in the middle of the
week.
That
is weird to me that the standard work, I guess, timeline is, like, Monday through Friday. And it makes it where And then the things you have to do if you're in those roles, you have to do during your work days. Like, it's kind of strange to me. Like, why are the things that people who work Monday through Friday have to do all the time, like, not open weekends and then closed on, like, Monday, Tuesday or something like that?
Yeah, it makes it really hard, especially for doctor's appointments. I think there should be a better system in place for that somehow.
Yeah, it's just weird to me. But, yeah, I don't know. That's a big change. And I don't really know what to expect, honestly. Like, I'm just trying to, I don't know, I'm trying to be, keep it new and not bring a bunch of, I guess, old habits or, like, any kind of resentments I built up at other things, like, into it. And I want it to be fresh, and I'm hoping it's a big change that's nice and it's not another thing to just run away from or figure something out, you know, to change, so.
No, I think it'll be good. I think you're going to have a lot to learn. Like, it's a, I mean, it's still sales, but it's, like, a new industry of sales. So, I think there's going to be a lot of learning, but I think it'll be good.
It's going to be a lot more repetition and hustle and learning quicker things, but.
Which I think will be good for you. I think you need some of that.
I think I've been way too bored with what I'm doing. So, I think this will be a very nice change. And if I don't like it, I learn something else I don't like. And that's a totally different industry to try.
Right.
But, yeah, enough about that. Other than that, I've been getting better at chores ever since I quit. I've been playing the housewife role, which is tough, honestly. It's a lot of work. Like, I don't know how many times you think, like, you don't have to do the dishes, but, like, once or twice a day, it's like, I've been keeping track. It's like, I can do them, like, 5-6 times a day sometimes, and sometimes it's more, especially when you cook every meal. It's just, it's a lot. And then laundry isn't that bad, but I think after New York, like, having to walk around the block to go do laundry and then come back and bring it upstairs, downstairs, like, this is a million times easier. But I don't know, even just cleaning the house, though, every day is a lot, so.
Yeah, like, I usually sweep at least once a day because, as y'all know, we have 3 dogs, so their hair gets everywhere. And this place hasn't been swept in the past, like, 3 days.
Yeah, I've been avoiding the sweep. I've done everything but the sweeping because I hate it so much.
Yeah, it's terrible. But there's a lot that is involved in, you know.
Shout out to Claire for doing this for so long. And me just, like, I kind of knew what she's doing, but I didn't think it was, like, this crazy. But I've been, like, dreading waking up. I'm like, ugh, I got to start doing all this stuff. Like, I'm not ready.
Yeah, it's a lot. I mean, I have a good, like, system in place with it all, though, so it doesn't take me all day long like it does.
Yeah, she does it in, like, 5 seconds, and I'm sitting over doing, like, one thing at a time, like, trying to just build up the energy to do it.
Yeah.
Although I've gotten better. I've realized you just have to rip the Band-Aid off and do everything super quick, and then it's over, and then you can kind of enjoy the day.
Yeah.
But then more stuff pops up if you get it all done, so.
Yeah.
I kind of like to leave 1 or 2 things to do.
I don't feel that way, but I don't know. I'm also crazy about, like, keeping a organized and clean home. I mean, I'm not, like, dusting everything all the time or mopping because that's just too much. But a lot of people don't care as much as I do about everything looking, like, as close to perfect as possible.
I mean, I used to not care, but, like, I mean, we've been together for so long now, it's crazy. Like, but it just, the way I used to live versus now, I'm so used to this now that if it is slightly dirty, I do start to not, like, freak out, but, like, I feel anxiety because it's like there's a lot of undone things around me and it feels like I can't focus on what I'm doing.
Yeah, that's why I,
which I never thought I'd be that way,
but I feel like your mom, like, her house is always very clean.
Yeah, it is. I just think growing up, like, I took it for granted and, like, being on my own. Because, like, when it was just me, when we were dating, and it was, like, I just had my things, like, how they are. You know how I do things. Like, I don't move them a lot. I have very specific ways to do it. But, like, it's kind of is orderly for me. But, like, when it's both of us, like, we're all doing all kinds of stuff. And then, like, you do have to clean a lot more. And I was not used to that. And also the dogs. And just all the dishes and everything, so.
Yeah.
I don't know. When it was just me, I had my own way of doing it that was, like, it kind of was clean enough for a guy, I guess.
Yeah. Well, shout out to anybody who takes on those household roles, because it's a lot of work, and people don't get enough credit for doing all that.
Well, and it's, I mean, I've heard it a lot from, like, the people I listen to that are like Jordan Peterson and those kinds of guys, but it's like keeping your house in order. Like Jordan Peterson's is always like make your bed and all that stuff. Like it really does matter, you know, like ordering the things around you that you can.
Yeah, if my environment is chaos, then my brain is also chaos.
Yeah, so I don't know. That's been occupying my time, like most of my time, honestly. Yeah. Like it's kind of weird, like taking the trash out. Every single thing I've done, like it. By the time I'm done doing all of it, the day's like over mostly.
Yeah, it's a lot. And yeah, I've just been working on school, so that's really what we've been up to.
Yeah, she'll be doing school in the office, and I'll be doing chores, and I'll take a break and come talk to her and annoy her. And she's like, I have to do school, and I'm just trying to, like, burn time so I don't have to do another chore.
Yeah, it's definitely been more, like, distracting since you've been off work for a couple weeks. Because I have my little school schedule set. Like, I don't have set class times, but I do for myself. Like, I have set... I don't know. Like, I just had my own little schedule worked out for, like, doing the stuff for our apartment, like, cleaning and all that, and then also doing school. And now that you've been off work, it's, like, really thrown that whole schedule off track.
Yeah, which I don't know. I've gotten a little better, I think, at not just running in here and ignoring the fact that you're, like, in college. Because I don't think that, like, registered with me. Like, oh, she's literally doing college in here. It's not like you're just hanging out in here doing busy work, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's weird because it is online school, so it doesn't fully feel the same as if it's like, okay, I'm going to my college classes now, but it is the same, just different.
I think that's tougher in a way. I don't have great self-discipline with those kinds of things. I would just procrastinate everything until the day or two before it's due. But you, like, knocked everything out super early. Like, you would knock all your work for the week out very early in the week.
Yeah, I try, because I don't like things hanging over my head. I used to be a huge procrastinator, but now I am not. Like, I can't procrastinate. It causes me way too much stress to, like, have things open-ended. Like, I need everything closed and done.
Yeah, I feel like I'm more like that, but I still always... Like, the biggest things or the, like, annoying things I don't want to deal with, I do tend to still kick down the road.
Yeah, I get those out of the way first.
Yeah.
I think it's just different personality things. Like, I don't think...
Yeah, it's not like a... You have to be one way or the other.
Yeah, because I don't think online school or, like, going in person to school... Like, I don't think one is necessarily better than the other. I think it kind of just depends on your personality type and which way you learn the best. Which I could probably do either one. Like, I just don't like speaking in front of people. And that's literally, like, what made me drop out of college in the first place, mostly.
Yeah.
Along with other life factors, but...
I don't know. I've heard this, but I don't know if it's true, but, like... Public speaking is one of the biggest fears of most people, right? Have you heard that?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, like
it's very common.
Yeah.
That doesn't make it any better for me to know that everyone else is just as scared.
Well, no, I know. I'm just saying because, like, I was scared of public speaking before, too, but I've had to do, like, my job and, like, certain things I've done. Like, I've just had to break that. So now I'm, like, fine. But before, yeah, like, and I still definitely feel, like, fear before I'm going to do something, but... Like, I usually just do, like, okay, just do it. And if once I start and I'm doing it, I realize, like, you kind of detach yourself from your voice, if that makes sense.
Yeah, that's, like, dissociation, which I get that, but I don't know. Just, like, in high school, it was so stressful for me, and I would, like, work myself up over it so much for, like, literal months if I knew a speech was coming up or something, and then I would do it and I would do fine and it would all be okay. But it's just like the lead up to it, like, kills me inside. Like, it just makes you want to run away and hide underground.
I mean, it's like, I feel like that's anything, the wait in between having to do it. It's like you have too much time in your brain to just go crazy with your thoughts and, like, fears, you know?
Yeah, I'm not a public speaker. I'm going to have to get over that eventually or find better ways to deal with it. But right now, online school is working for me, and I'm doing well, and I like it. So, yeah, that's where I'm at.
I mean, yeah, there's no need to, like, figure that out right now. But, no, yeah, I'm still proud of you. Like, it still doesn't take away from anything that it's online. Like, you're still going back to college after being there and then leaving before, which is, like, a big deal in its own. And, like, you're doing it while we're living our full life. Like, we're not, you're not just going to class and, like, only focusing on that, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, I was kind of worried, like, starting this school just because, you know, it is an online school and some people do kind of look down on it. I was kind of worried that it, I mean, I was worried that it was going to be hard just because I've been out of school for so long, but I was also worried that it was going to be too easy and I was going to feel like it was a waste of my time. And I definitely don't feel like that's the case. Like, I feel like I'm having to actually work to make good grades.
Well, it's a lot more, I'm sure it depends. I think you told me it depends on the major, but like yours so far seem to be more writing focused.
I think it's the whole school is very like writing heavy.
Well, it's like they can only do so much online to like really grade it, but it does force you to like dig deep into the information they give you. Cause like you had to go outside of the textbooks they gave you and find sources for stuff, right?
Yeah, it's a lot of research and a lot of like fully, like you can't just memorize things and like pass the test and like act like you know what you're talking about. Like you have to really do research and write in-depth papers to show that you are actually grasping.
Well, and they seem to place you more in the gray area of things a lot more, which I actually like, but it does kind of make it frustrating sometimes, I'm sure. But it forces you to like see both sides of things, which is kind of, I feel like that's more rare now.
Well, I don't know. The classes I just took were also ethics and business law. And like both of those things, the answer can kind of be in the gray. Like it can be one thing or another, depending on how you defend it and justify it. So I don't know that all my classes are going to be that like gray moving forward.
I mean, yeah, like math, you can't really get gray on that.
Not looking forward to that. Math is not my strong suit. I'm really, really terrible at math. So we'll see how those classes go. But for now, I'm taking a history class next, like, starting Monday, and then a leading in business class, which, honestly, I don't care about at all. I don't want to be a leader in business, really.
It's just part of your degree.
Yeah, it's just part of it. So, yeah. But that's enough about school for right now, I guess. We decided to take a trip to Colorado because we have been in Texas now for 7 months almost,
which is weird. It shouldn't go by that fast. I feel like
it's insane that we've officially been back longer than we lived in New York in the first place.
I just think it's because like we didn't have jobs in New York really, like how I did here, you know?
Yeah,
it's like the monotony of going to work, coming back, and like just waiting for stuff, like that makes time go by way too fast.
Yeah,
because it's just like you just kind of zone out, like you just kind of go, okay, I just need to get through today. I don't know, that's how I feel about it. Because like it's weird that we just like blinked our eyes and we're already here longer than we were in New York.
Yeah, I think I've also been like so busy with school that like that's making time go by, because I look up and like 6 hours have passed, like when I'm working on stuff.
Yeah,
so yeah, but that's weird. But we, I mean, for the past like really ever since your, even before, like, we've always traveled a lot. Like, before you got cancer, like, we were going to Colorado literally, like, once a month, I feel like.
Yeah, anytime we could.
Yeah, just because it's not a horrible drive. You can do it pretty inexpensively.
It was really hard this
time, though. Yeah, we're reaching a certain age where road trips that long are, like, getting rough. But, like, we've just always traveled, and so 7 months is the longest we've gone without going anywhere in like literal years. And especially after you got cancer, like we went to Vegas, we went to California, we went to Washington, we went to New York, like we went all over the place. And then once we moved to New York, we went to the Hamptons, Cape Cod, Maine. Like we have just traveled a lot. And so being here for 7 months, I was kind of starting to lose it. And I was like, I literally have to go somewhere. So
yeah, I think it's really tough too because of where we've like come to with how it's like life does feel really short and you need to experience everything you can experience. And it makes it harder when you kind of get stuck in a way where you can't do that how you want to. But, like, I don't know. There are parts of life where you just have to, like, I don't know, like, buckle down and just get through stuff, you know? Like, you have to do things you have to do to live, but also, you know, to enjoy as much as you can.
Yeah, I think before, like, we had a lot of, I mean, we obviously don't have kids, so, like, we had a lot of disposable income that we could kind of use to just, like, go and travel and do what we want. And then now after moving back, like, I feel like we've said it before, but, like, it's more expensive to live here than it was in New York. And also moving costs, like, the cost of moving back set us back a pretty bunch of pennies. So we're trying to be...
nothing we did this last year was inexpensive.
Yeah, so we're definitely, like, being careful. But we did have a lot of, like, credit card points, and so we just used those for our hotel. So it was, you know, almost free.
Which is a ripoff, though, by the way.
Yeah, it is. I would not recommend... Well, I don't know. We have, like, the Delta... This might be something nobody cares about, but we have the Delta Amex card, so we get airline miles. So, like, every flight that we've taken, I mean, I wouldn't say it's free, but, like, you know, we've built up the points based on buying, like, our groceries and stuff like that. So we haven't really paid for a flight for anywhere that we've flown. But right now, like, we're not going to be flying anywhere because there's nobody to watch the dogs. It's really expensive to, like, pay someone or, like, board them, which that stresses me out anyway. I wouldn't even want to do that.
Yeah, I don't trust that.
Yeah, and so, yeah, we're just not, like, there's no way we can realistically fly somewhere right now. So we just kind of wasted all the points on a hotel in Colorado.
But, yeah, it's more like the ratio of dollars to points, and then whenever you spend the points. Like, on flights, it's not as bad, but on hotels, it's... It's the biggest ripoff. Like, I would not use your points for hotels unless you absolutely have to. We just, in this case, were like, we have to do it. And we're not really looking to fly soon because of all the things going on with planes, but...
Yeah, that also, like, I'm sorry, you couldn't pay me to go on an airplane right now. I don't care where you're taking me. I'm not going until some things are resolved. It's too much.
Yeah, that might be a whole other episode or, like, conspiracy theory.
Yeah,
because
there are some conspiracies, like, about it.
Yeah, they're weird.
Yeah, like, for one, real quick, I saw on my conspiracy Reddit page that there actually haven't been any more plane crashes than usual this year. Like, it's actually less, but they're being talked about way more. So...
Which,
but it's working on me.
I don't know.
It's working on me. Like, I don't really want to get on an airplane. But also, The Morning Brew is like a newsletter that kind of gives you like a rundown of current events for the day. And they were like, it said that Elon Musk was trying to, or like he said that he wants to modernize like the airlines. And to me, that means like making planes flown, like self-flying. Like, basically, like a Tesla, where it can just fly itself. And if that happens, I will never fly again.
I view that the same as, like, the semi-trucks that he was going to do, you know? Like, and they were going to all be self-driving and stuff. And it's like, have you seen a Tesla semi-truck on the roads? Like, no. Like, that didn't happen. I don't think the planes would happen.
Still. I don't know. I'm just saying, if it does, like... No, I will not. I will be going by boat or by car.
I'm not flying an unmanned aircraft. Like,
yeah, that's so scary.
No way.
Yeah, no, thank you. I don't like flying as it is, but it always helps me when I do fly to, like, see the pilot and see that he or she is not old, but, like, you know, they look experienced. Like, they look wise. And,
yeah,
like
maybe,
they
like,
know
a touch of gray
doing.
Or all gray hair is fine.
Yeah, that always is very helpful for me. Like, okay, I trust this person. They seem like they know what they're doing.
I just also think, like, if it's, like, it's flown by a computer, like, it's automated, what would, like, the... What are they called? Like, the crew that's in the plane with you?
The flight attendants?
Yeah, like, would they become, like, robots or something?
Ew,
it'd
be,
like, AI robots
horrible.
Walking around, like, put
that
your seatbelt on.
That sounds like a nightmare.
Yeah, there's, like, can't you peanuts and stuff. Like, I feel like that would be so weird.
Yeah, it also just seems, I don't know, just, like, a horrible decision for so many reasons. But we just watched that movie, Sully. Sully? Why can't I say that right?
Sully?
Yeah. which I'm usually not into, like, plane crash movies, but, you know, Everyone Lived, and I actually really loved that movie. I thought it was good. But he's, like, on trial or whatever for, because they think he didn't, like,
yeah, they're questioning the proper... if it was possible for him to land back at the airport, and they were, like, running these simulations, and they're like, oh, it is possible, but I don't want to spoil it. But basically, they end up, like, it's, they work through all of it, but you got to watch. It's a good one.
Yeah, basically, like, AI could never do what he did in that situation, and that's why I think experienced pilots have way more value than AI.
Well, yeah, and the biggest thing is, like, when they run computer simulations of things and they set out, like, the parameters for the situation or whatever, that computer is pre-programmed to know, okay, at X time this thing will happen, and they can react immediately. Whereas, like, a human in the moment when something happens, like in that situation to the plane, like, they have to assess what's happening, figure out what their options are, and then move forward. And, like, that takes a lot more time than a computer just immediately, like, thing happens, bam, like, correct. Like, that's not how it works.
And it takes more, like, brain power that computers at this point, maybe by the time this episode is out, who knows, like, maybe they will be able to do that. Things are moving so quickly, but, like, computers just can't do that. Like, they can't adjust for real world circumstances like that.
Yeah, at least, like, the AI that we've seen, but I don't, even the AI they're letting the public use is getting pretty intense, like, with its intelligence.
Yeah, it definitely is. But anyway, so back to Colorado. So for all those reasons, we're not flying anywhere anytime soon. We used the points to go to Colorado, and I'm glad we did. It was nice to get out of Texas for a little bit. Things kind of took a turn, but
it was fun. It was just wild. Like, the whole, like, first of all, we went to a new place that I've never been to, but Claire's been there. Estes Park, it's where the Shining Hotel is, which was cool to see that. I didn't go inside, but we did get to see it. It's actually really pretty, but it's not how I expected, like, the surrounding area. I thought it was going to be more, like, the movie makes it seem like it's on its own on, like, tons of acreage, but it's, like, there's a whole city around it, you know?
I mean, it's a small town, but yeah.
There's just, like, a lot of people there, you know?
Yeah.
But, yeah, it was really pretty, though. It was high up in the mountains. And then on the, what day was it that we were there? Like, the second or third day?
Yeah.
One of the, it was probably the second day. Like, Claire, she always does this on trips. She gets antsy if we're in one place for too long and you want to, like, change things up.
Well, I like to explore the surrounding areas. And also, a big part of wanting to go to Colorado was, like, there was a big snowstorm in Texas, and everyone around us got snow. Like, a ton of snow, and we didn't get anything.
Yeah, it was kind of upsetting.
Yeah, it was super upsetting. And so I felt like that was our one chance for snow, and I love snow and cold. And so there was, like, a big snowstorm that was happening in more west in Colorado, like toward Aspen area. And so I was like, oh my gosh, we need to go.
And it had, like, just gone through where we were going, though, right?
Yeah.
Because there was tons of snow on the way there, and when we got there, it was all, like, fresh snow mostly.
Yeah, the whole way to Colorado, like, even in Amarillo, like, the roads were icy. Like, I was driving on straight ice for a lot of the time.
And we got pulled over in what state?
Oh my gosh, I forgot about that. That was in Texas.
Yeah, it was kind of annoying. I think the guy was just trying, because that's a huge corridor for, like, transportation of drugs that are illegal in, or substances that are illegal in Texas but not in Colorado, like, people weed. they traffic it on this highway, or a lot of those highways, and I think they were just wanting to stop us for a reason, to sniff test us and be like, oh, I need to search the car, but, like, obviously there's nothing in our car. But I think they just do that to people because they have nothing else to get you on.
I was so mad, but I knew it. Like, this guy was casing me or whatever. Well,
yeah, they followed us for a long time. And it's like, you're just now pulling us over after being behind us for so long. But his excuse was, like, a warning. He wanted to give us a warning because we were driving too close to the car in front of us for the road conditions, because it was, you know, snowy or whatever.
But it wasn't even really, like, icy.
Everyone was driving the same distance from each other, and they just singled us out. And it was, I think it's because our tent's darker. I don't know. It was just weird.
I don't know, but he followed me for literally like 5 to 7 miles, and I was starting to feel crazy because I'm like, I feel like this guy is following me. And it was making me kind of crazy. And then, sure enough, he pulled me over and was like, you're driving too close to the cars in front of you. And I was like, what? Okay.
I was trying to be like, it's all right. Like, he's just stuck behind us because the highway's really long. So he's like, he probably just has to go somewhere. And he happens to be behind us because he wasn't pulling us over at that moment.
Yeah, but he like, waited a long time.
Yeah, he did keep, like, getting close to us, like, next to us. Then he'd back up or be ahead of us. Like, he was constantly around us in a weird way. And I think they were trying to, like, see in. But, like... And then they all of a sudden just pull us over, and it's like, there's no reason for them to pull us over.
Yeah, it was so annoying. And also, like, we brought all the dogs, so all the dogs are, like, barking at the cop, and I was like, I'm about to have to step out of the vehicle because the dogs are barking and, like, causing a scene. And, like, I know I wasn't doing anything wrong, but as soon as I get pulled over, I suddenly think that I have, like, I don't know, 26 pounds of cocaine in the trunk just, like, hidden away or something. Like,
everyone thinks that.
Yeah, it just gets, like, so scary, even when you're not doing anything wrong. Because
they have their tactics, no matter where you're at. It seems like their tactics are to, like, they want to put you on the defensive, like, as if you are guilty, so they can, like, really suss out if you are or not. But I don't like the practices of most police nowadays. Like, it's okay for them to lie to you and make you seem like you're wrong, and they try to deceive you into like where they can search your car even though they're not legally allowed to. Like, they just try to make you convinced that like, oh, the law is like, it's on their side, you know.
Yeah, but I think because of the dogs, he was kind of like, okay, I'm not dealing with these people. Because usually they're like, do you know why I pulled you over today? And he was like, the reason I pulled you over today is...
Yeah, he was very quick, and I really couldn't even hear him because the dogs were so loud, and he just looked like he was trying to get out of there because I rolled our window all the way down. I feel like sketchy people don't do that. Yeah,
your side. That was also weird because I was the one driving.
Yeah, and it doesn't smell like anything in our car except for dogs and, like, car. It's like, so I'm sure he's like, oh, I can't do anything here. So he just, like, get out of there and left.
Yeah, it was just weird. And then also, like, every time I've been pulled over before, they, like, wait on you to leave, which is a very small thing. But, like, they let you, like, pull out first and then they go on their way.
He just took off.
And so I, like, went to leave, and then he, like, skirted around me and drove off first. And I'm
like, almost to, like, oh, I have you to, like, stop because he was, like, going to hit us.
Yeah, I'm just like, what is going on?
I think he was just trying to go catch other people because he's like, oh, this one didn't work out. Like, so I need to go get the next one I was going to try.
Yeah, so that was just really annoying. I honestly think he did end up pulling the car over that was in front of us that I was supposedly following too closely behind because they were, like, they got behind us later on in the trip. So, I don't know. Anyway,
I think that was annoying. They're just trying to get people, and they had no other way to do it.
Yeah. So, got pulled over, like, a few hours into this drive, and then really, like, from that point all the way to Colorado, like, to Estes Park, which is far northern Colorado, the roads were, like, so icy.
Yeah, I was in New Mexico, and you were, like, I was, like, asleep, kind of, and you were, like, help! Like, the roads are bad.
Well, it was solid ice for most of it. I mean, yeah,
it was just, like, the ruts, like, where the tires were.
Some of them didn't even have that, though. Yeah, it was, like, some parts of the highway was just completely covered.
And then we got, like, in closer to Estes Park after, like, a lot of driving after that point, and, like, the little mountain roads were, like, covered in stuff, too, and people were driving really fast, and we're, like, going under the speed limit trying to, like...
Well, because there's no street lights, obviously. Like, you're on a mountain. It was so dark. The roads are covered in ice and snow. And they're very, like, windy, you know? It's not just, like, a straight shot. So, I was being very careful. And it was dark by that point, too. And we've been driving for, like, 13 hours because we have to stop so much with the dogs. So, yeah, it was a rough drive on the way there, but we made it.
When we got there, though, it was... -4 or lower.
It was so cold. It was -4.
Yeah, my snot was like freezing in my nose. My hands, I thought, were gonna get frostbite. Like, it was terrible. Just the walk from our car to our hotel room, and it wasn't even that far.
I loved it, but it was kind of crazy. I was like, whoa, it's so cold right now.
I was worried about the car battery the whole time. Luckily, we had gotten a new one because we were like, we cannot have this thing die on us in the mountains.
Yeah.
And everything worked out.
Yeah. So then we just had fun in Estes Park. We drove around. Yeah, we really just, like, drove around, looked at the mountains.
There's not a lot to do there. It's really just, like, nature and the Stanley Hotel.
I mean, there's a lot to do in the summer. Like, you can go, like, river rafting or horseback riding, or you can go on, like, you know, Jeep tours of the mountains, but all that stuff costs money. And we're balling on a budget. So we just went to go like see the sights.
Yeah, which I was fine with that. Cause it's like, we just needed to get, I wanted to be in fresh air, like away from the city air and all this like typical Texas stuff. And it was nice. The mountains are always like a very good restart, like vacation. Cause it's just like a whole new scenery. Like it's different, a different feeling completely.
Yeah. I love going to the mountains. And again, also the snow. So after we pretty much saw everything there was to see in Estes Park, I was like, let's go.
Well, and the snow all disappeared like the second day or third day.
Yeah.
And you were like, we need snow.
Yeah, I was like, that can't be it. Like, I need to see falling snow. I need to be surrounded by snow. So we decided that we were going to drive to Glenwood Springs.
There was a lot of debate on if we should do it or not, but we did it.
Yep.
And on the way there, I drove the whole way, because it really wasn't supposed to be that far of a drive, right? It was like 3 hours or more.
It was supposed to take like a little over 2 hours.
Yeah, and we ended up in the car for that day for like 5 or 6 hours, and we ended up in Colorado Springs, because on the highway to Glenwood Springs from Estes Park, there's like tunnels, and there was like a snowstorm while we were driving. And
like
so
a literal blizzard. Like it was insane. Yeah,
I couldn't even hardly see the cars in front of me. And it was like, how much snow in the matter of like an hour?
14 inches.
Yeah, it was so much snow. And they shut the tunnels down. And so everyone was just stuck in bumper to bumper traffic, not moving. People were on the sides of the roads, like getting chains on their tires and trying to do anything they could, or they were just stranded. And finally, we got to a part where we could U-turn. Or no, we exited, U-turned, and then we just left, because we're like, we're not waiting in this anymore, because they didn't open the tunnels all day long, and there was like an avalanche.
Yeah, there was eventually an avalanche that happened. But like, the purpose of the tunnel is so you can not have to drive. Like, it makes the drive way shorter. And so them closing the tunnel was going to make the drive, like, instead of like 2.5 hours, to be like 6.5 hours. And we would have to drive on like the mountain pass. So you would have to like go all the way around the mountain. And that's dangerous, honestly, even on like a sunny day when there's nothing on the roads.
There's no railing and it's like on the sides.
There's some railing, barely, but like not the whole way.
Tiny little rails. And like you look down and it literally drops down like 5,000-10,000 feet, I feel like.
Yeah. Yeah, because we were at like 12,000 feet when we turned around. So it just wasn't safe to like continue on in my mind, because I did not want to be driving like through a blizzard, or even in the car through a blizzard on ice, 12,000 feet on the side of a mountain. Like, it just did not feel like the right move.
Well, and we almost, because we like after that first, I think it took almost like 1.5 to 2 hours to get to where we could even get out of the line that was stuck at the tunnel, right? Like, it was,
yeah,
a long
it was
time.
Crazy.
And it wasn't even that much distance. Like, it just felt like forever. So we turned around and we're like, okay, we're just going to have to go to Colorado Springs or whatever. Just head home, like, more towards home. And, like, halfway or almost to Colorado Springs, Claire's like, oh, they're opening it up. And, like, should we turn around and go back? And I was like, no, I do not trust it. And then, sure enough, later that night, she's like, oh, yeah, they didn't open it. Like, it was, they only let people through that had, like, all-wheel drive, which we did, but we still would have been in that line. And then the avalanche happened later that day, right?
Yeah. And there's only like, I don't know, there's very few times that they actually close this tunnel. So that just means like it was really bad, like that they closed the tunnel.
I've never experienced that much snow in that little time.
Yeah, it was honestly crazy, because we were just cruising along, everything's fine, and then it started snowing, and I was like, oh, there's kind of a lot of snow, and then suddenly there's like 14 inches of snow, the roads are freezing over, people are like pulling over, and yeah, putting chains on their tires, there's like a super long line, and we couldn't see anything, and it was terrible.
I was having fun. I was like, whatever, like, we can just turn around, or I was just having fun being in the snow, I think.
But I wish I could have enjoyed it more. I just started to panic, because I was like, okay, we're going to get stuck right here, and snow is just going to pile up around our car, and we're going to disappear forever. Like, that's just how it felt in that moment.
Yeah. I don't know. It was intense, but, like, we turned around, too, and everyone started having the same idea, because I think everyone at first was like, oh, they're just going to, like, get people through the tunnel, like, safely or whatever. But it was like, no, they completely closed it down. And so people were turning around and we all ended up at like the same gas station over there. Cause I'm pretty sure a lot of people ran out of gas, like waiting in that line.
Yeah.
And there was so many people just trying to go to the bathroom and like get gas. And I overheard this one guy that was like, the gas is frozen in my car. And I was like, that doesn't seem like it was that cold, but it was just chaos. It was crazy.
Yeah, it was really crazy. And then I follow like Colorado weather people, on Facebook. Like I follow their little weather pages just because I love weather and I follow weather from everywhere I've ever been. But people were saying that like they were in that same line and they ended up waiting like 7 hours. So I'm glad that we did not continue onward because we wouldn't have even gotten to like really enjoy the snow or anything. We would have just been like waiting in line and then going to bed and then driving all the way back home the next morning. So it worked out because we had a shorter drive home, like on the way home. So
yeah, it was nice. It was still just a fun experience, and I don't know, it was nice to just do that before like I've got to start a new job and Claire's starting a new semester of school. And I don't know, I think we've made the most of the little time I've gotten between jobs, you know.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I'm glad we went. I don't foresee us going anywhere else in the near future. Although, I would love to go to Cape Cod for my birthday, but
I would love to take you, but that's an expensive and long journey.
It is a very long journey. I don't know. Anything can happen, you know? I'm not completely giving up hope.
I mean, maybe we should start playing the lottery. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. It's probably not going to happen, but I would I would really like it to happen.
One can hope and dream.
We'll see. It's just, this birthday is going to be weird for me because I've been in New York my past two birthdays. Like, 2 years ago on my birthday was the very first time that we went to New York. And then last year on my birthday, we had moved there. And then this year,
we've been fortunate enough the last 3-4 years that I can spoil you as much as, you know, I was able to. But now we're, it's just the other side of the same coin. It's not a big deal. It's just, that's how it is.
Yeah, well, we'll see if we make it to Cape Cod. I don't know. I'm hopeful.
We'll see.
I would love to go. So we will see if that happens. Again, it probably won't. I don't really think we're going anywhere, especially because you're going to be working a new job and not able to take off work. But again, anything could happen. I don't know. I'm not, like, completely writing it off in my mind. But, yeah. Do you want to say something?
No.
Just other than that, we have gotten really into Lego building.
Oh, my gosh. I forget. We have tons of Lego sets, like, that we've built around the house now. And it's, they're, like, adult Lego sets, I would say. Like, it doesn't look like children live here or anything, but
no, like, we started with the Twilight house, like Lego came out with the like Cullen's house from Twilight, and I was like, that looks so fun. And also I just love Twilight, so I thought it would be fun to have as like a random decor item. And I loved building it so much more than I ever thought, and it just kind of like set off a new thing in my brain of like, I need to build Legos all the time.
Yeah, and it took like 3 days to build that one, or 2 days.
I like 2 days. It's 2,000 pieces, so it's a lot.
Yeah, it's like a 3D puzzle, but you actually have a guide, but it still doesn't make it that much easier sometimes, because you have to figure out like where to exactly put things, because the little pictures don't show you perfectly sometimes. But yeah, we've got that one. And then after that, Claire kept telling me like, oh, I want to build more. So whenever I would go to Walgreens and like get random stuff, I would just go to the like toy aisle, and I found like the little like tiny Lego sets of like just random fun stuff. And I ended up buying her like 2 or 3 of those. And then we got some flowers, and we got the llama from Fortnite,
which is another thing we've been doing a lot of, is playing Fortnite.
Yeah. I mean, mainly because it's free, but also we can both play on the Switch and the Xbox together. So, and like almost no games do that crossover. So,
yeah. So that's been fun. We could probably be using our time more productively, but you know, you're off work right now. I'm off school for the moment. So we've just been kind of doing really exciting stuff like building Legos and playing Fortnite.
It's super exciting.
Like, we're 8-year-olds.
Yeah, I don't know. Life's weird like that sometimes, you know?
Yeah. But I think that's really all we've got for you. I don't know. I think your new work schedule might make it a little bit easier to actually record podcasts, like, when they're supposed to be out.
Yeah, I won't be basically busy until nighttime every day. I'll have half the day.
Yeah, so give us a little bit for him, like a little bit of time for him to adjust to his work schedule, and then, you know, hopefully we can have a new episode out next week. Like, yeah, and it'll all work out, and then we can get back on a good recording schedule, and we can go back to filming on YouTube so y'all can see our beautiful Lego bouquet, where we usually have flowers in between.
And they don't, like, it doesn't really look like a toy from, like, far away. Like, they look pretty good.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, unless you get close and really focus on it, but, like, from a distance, a slight distance, like, they look like flowers, you know? Like, real flowers.
I like them. I think they're pretty.
And it they won't fun. Die, and we have to buy new ones. Like, the cost of buying new flowers is way more than just building these.
So. 100%. That's kind of another reason why we did it. It's like, okay, whenever we record on video, like, we have flowers, and maintaining fresh flowers is not cheap. So we just made the smart investment in a Lego bouquet.
Yeah, I never even thought, like, for fake flowers, like, oh, it'll be Lego.
Yeah.
Like, that's weird.
I prefer that to, like, normal fake flowers. I'm not really a fan of that. Like, fake plants.
Yeah, well, because, like, the fake real ones look, like, you can just tell. Because they're, like, too shiny and perfect, you know?
Yeah.
These, it's, like, clearly just plastic, but from afar, you can trick someone.
And they're pretty intricate. Y'all will see them.
Maybe one day.
Yeah.
I don't really have anything else.
Yeah, I think that's it. We are approaching our time. So, yeah, it was nice talking to all y'all.
Yeah, I feel like we've just been rambling on about what's going on, but that's all of it. It's just we condensed it into however long this podcast ends up being.
Yeah, we'll do an episode soon about, like, a New Year's resolution goal update. Because that was supposed to be part of today's episode, and we talked too much about everything else, but didn't make it in. So, I think we can do a whole update on that.
Yeah.
But yeah, follow us on Instagram at On The Air With Brett and Claire. We have not posted anything on there in a long time, just because I kind of feel like it's ineffective, and...
On what?
Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
Our Instagram just, like, needs a whole overhaul, and I have not had the mental capacity to do that. So, Instagram is, like, on the back burner for right now. But if you
plus,
want
like,
to...
like, if we can't even get the podcast out regularly right now, like, I think we just need to focus on this specific part of it all. Like, not all the extra stuff.
I mean, yeah, but Instagram is definitely a big part of it. Yeah, you could still follow us, though. Excuse me, at On The Air With Brett and Claire, and there should be posts again eventually. It's the best way to stay up to date whenever we come out with new episodes, as long as we post about it, which, you know what, I will for this week, so go ahead and follow us over there. You can also follow us on YouTube at On The Air With Brett and Claire, for whenever we get back into putting our episodes on YouTube. There's also quite a few of our episodes that are on YouTube already, so you can go back and watch those.
You can see the progression of our set. It just kind of does whatever we do, so.
Yeah, for sure. Honestly, I like the New York setup better, I think.
Yeah, I don't like a super official setup.
Well, also, just like the lighting in here, there's too much natural light, and it messes with the camera.
Yeah. And our TV in the back that just plays ads because it's
just
funny.
Yeah, that was a weird move. We didn't think that through good enough. Yeah, today we're sitting on our New York couch to record this. So
it feels better to sit on this couch to do this.
It's like the perfect podcasting couch.
Yeah.
Honestly.
It's comfy. We have blankets. The dogs are all asleep.
Yeah.
We're just, I think we're pretending it's winter really here, but.
Yeah, but it's not. It's getting hot again outside, so that'll be fun. And it's supposed to be, like, tornado season again soon, which, if y'all don't know, I have the craziest fear of tornadoes. It's, like, actually not normal, so.
Yeah, it's, like, worse than my fear of heights.
Yeah, like, it's just impending doom as soon as I hear that tornadoes are maybe a possibility. So, that's fun also. lots to look forward to in the coming months. But, yeah, our goal is to get this episode out for y'all as soon as possible. And then, hopefully, we'll talk to y'all again next week with an update on goals and, you know, just where we're at with all that. Maybe you'll have a job update and I'll have a school update by then. And then we'll resume our regular
programming.
Yeah, I have a whole list of episodes that we want to talk about. So we'll get to them all. Just hang in there with us. We appreciate those of you who still listen, even through all of our inconsistencies. And yeah,
thank you for listening.
Yeah, thanks, guys. We'll talk to you when we talk to you.
Yeah, see you whenever we see you or hear you. We don't really hear you. You hear us, but...
Yeah. Send us a DM on Instagram, though, if you want to talk to us.
Yeah, not that anyone ever does that, but...
Yep, the option is there, though.
All right, thank you for listening.
All right, thanks, guys. Bye.
Bye.